MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis said the proposed changes that scrap plans for a 25-story glass facade hotel tower were driven by skyrocketing estimates of construction costs. Addressing a meeting of the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, he insisted the core elements of the casino project remain unchanged, including a commitment to spend at least $800 million to build it, hire at least 2,000 construction workers, and make annual payments to Springfield totaling $24 million.
So the project that we promise is the project that we will be delivering.
Mathis said eliminating the 250-room hotel tower in favor of a six-story 250-room hotel spread along a block of Main Street will reduce the construction costs, but will not adversely impact the marketing of the casino or make it less attractive to so-called high-roller gamblers.
The way I think about it is no one from Hartford was going to see the tower.
Commissioner Enrique Zuniga questioned whether the resort casino without the glitzy high-rise hotel could deliver the gambling revenues promised to the state.
I want other opinions, but a significant feature of this project, what you saw, this commission, the city and the community, is now no longer, and I'm worried a little bit.
The Springfield Casino, which has been billed as the largest economic development project in western Massachusetts in a half century, has already been delayed a year because of the reconstruction of Interstate 91, which runs directly in front of the casino site. Mathis said the redesign would not cause further delays. When the Springfield Casino is scheduled to open in September 2018, it will likely face competition from new casinos in New York and possibly Connecticut. Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby pointedly asked Mathis to address scuttlebutt that MGM plans to downsize or abandon the Springfield project completely.
Where is MGM and MGM corporate on its commitment to the Springfield project?
Fully committed.
MGM's new design proposals appeared suddenly. There was no mention of any possible design changes when MGM asked the Gaming Commission in July to approve a new construction schedule. During lengthy negotiations about the project with the Massachusetts Historical Commission that concluded just last month, MGM was reportedly adamant about building a high-rise hotel. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said MGM briefed Mayor Dominic Sarno and other city officials about the proposed changes only a few days ago.
From the information that we've seen so far, it seems like something that we can work with. But again, we're going to have more in-depth discussions with them, with MGM, and also with our consultants.
Because the development agreement between MGM and the city, known as a host community agreement, specifies the project include a glass facade hotel tower, the agreement will have to be amended and approved by the city council. Springfield City Council President Mike Fenton, who said he was stunned by the news about the casino redesign, has scheduled a special council meeting for Tuesday, September 29th, to discuss the proposed changes.
There is no objective reason for the city to permit them to substantially walk back on their commitments just because they now think that it's too expensive. The city of Springfield was sold a bill of goods, and it's my job and government's job to make sure that we get that bill of goods that we were sold.
Springfield voters ratified the host community agreement with MGM in a referendum on July 16, 2013. If the city council votes to amend the agreement, it would not trigger another voter referendum, according to city solicitor Ed Pakula. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.